in this this body is called as a big factory. This body is a big factory, and this body has 37.2 trillion cells. In this body, it has 37.2 trillion cells, whereas the population of this world it's about 7 billion. This body has 37.2 trillion cells. What our genetic engineering is trying to do, each cell is unique by its own nature, and it has its own nucleus, it has its own brain, and it has a potential. That genetic engineering, each cell, they can take it out, they want to develop. For any disease we have, that any artificial heart or artificial liver, this cell can develop that one and regrow that cell into a chain of those cells and put it back into the body. That's genetic engineering is working towards that one. Each cell has a potential of a complete human being. It has its own chromosomes, it has its own memory structure is there, and it is a representation of the cumulative representation is our mind. When we are thinking positive, when we are always in happy, always in joy, yoga is aimed towards that one. Discover the bliss within, be always in happy, joy. The reason when we are happy and joy, that each and every cells in the body gets energized, and they are in happy, they are in communication, they are communicating with each other. But in our outer life, we say, I don't like this person, I don't want to work with this person, I don't want to communicate with my brother, I don't want to communicate with my neighbor, I don't want to communicate with my colleagues. So much of enmity, antagonism, that we don't want to communicate. I don't like that person, I don't like that person. So much of like and dislike, I don't like. And the cumulative ego of individual is a nation's ego. This nation says, I don't want to talk to that nation. That nation, everyone is an enemy. I don't want to deal with that one. So generations, India is saying, or Pakistan is saying, Pakistan is an enemy, or India is an enemy. Generations have gone. Israel is saying, Palestinian, I don't want to deal with them. They are the enemies. Iran is saying, I don't want to deal with Saudi Arabia. They are the enemies. And another now, Venezuela, I don't want to deal with other countries. Or America saying, I don't want to deal with. This like, dislike, I don't like. And that concept, when I'm mentally thinking, it percolates down to each and every cell level. This cell, it starts simulating the mind. Whatever I'm saying, yes, I have an option. I can like or dislike. I don't like to deal with this cell. My neighboring cell, whatever the hormones I secreted, I don't want to communicate. Why I should give it to the next cell? I don't want to pass it on to them. These cells, they start disliking each other. From one part it is working, other part of the body is not working. I don't want to transfer the energy to that part. I don't want to this energy, hormones, secreted, whatever is secreted, I don't want to pass it on. I want to, because that cell is an enemy. So individually they are healthy cells, but they don't communicate with each other. It is many a times it is leading to what is called as autoimmune diseases. They attack each other. Individually they are healthy, but they attack each other. the various ailments in the body, cancer and other things comes because body has a ability, this factory has a potential. But it's I don't want to communicate with other cell. I don't want to pass on the energy to that cell. And when the cell starts thinking that I am not getting, I can't fight, like mind becomes depressed, always saying you are bad, mind goes down, so his cells start losing the fighting spirit also. The cells succumb to small change in the weather. Earlier it used to fight the various ailments, it lost the ability to fight also. So small, the cancer and all, that it has the ability to fight, but it's lost the steam because of the, it is surrounded by other cells, always aggressive. It's not communicating, and slowly it succumbs to various ailments. The reason why we get so many ailments, one is our mental framework. Mental framework, that our concept, in the Bhagavad Gita it says, Sarva Bhuta Hite Rataha, your existence, you should be, do such a way, it is, your existence is of use for everyone. When I start living, like it's prejudice, I don't like this person, I don't like person of that religion, I don't like person of this community, I don't like person of that that country. Slowly that percolates down to cellular level and resulting in various ailments. Yoga says you have to build a harmony. If you want to build a harmony, one is inner harmony. Each cells and cells need to talk to each other, communicate with each other. If you want that one to happen, outer framework also. Harmony, peace. And you should have a peace in your outer living also. Harmony. And when it is happening, then only this genetic way, it can work. Because each and every cell has a potential of a complete human person. And if I am a very negative person, always criticizing others, it may not trigger in me that whatever is there, it may trigger those symptoms in my generation. Thus, various ailments come in my generation. And that in the yoga, it's talking about the live such a way that you are in harmony with others. Wherever you go, calm yourself. Why don't I like that person? That grudge you, anger you carry, it will have an impact on a cellular level. And yoga is nothing but discover the peace outside as well as inside. That when you discover outside, you will have a peace inside. We have to practice that one. Effort is required, and with effort alone, we can achieve. One is Shraddha should be there, faith should be there, and belief in the all-pervading Creator. It is His world. He has created, our existence is for few years and we depart. The world was there before we came, after we depart also it will be there. He is the custodian. Why we are here for few days, few months, few years, why create so much of havoc within and around us and depart? It says offer it to Him. It is His territory, His playground. We are just here to express ourselves for few days and depart. And Sri Krishna says, how you have to live? Sarva Bhuta Hite Rataha. It is not your house. It is not your country. It is not your world. Natural resources are not yours. You are here for few days. How you have to live? It is with an attitude of gratitude, with harmony. And with everyone, If you live inside each and every cells, will be at peace and will discover the health. It's an art of living. How we can live. It's a yoga talks about this one. We touch upon other dimension. I'm in the process of writing another book, Life Skills. These are the skills. It is not taught in any universities. No university institutions talks about that one. But these are the skills we need for our life. With these skills, we can make our living more meaningful. Otherwise, in the lake, we pollute so much of mud has come out. I can't see my reflection, others can't see reflection, so much of confusion everywhere confusion. And so in confusion, so much of conflict, inner conflict and outer conflict. And it's harmony happens, the water clears, I can see the reflection, others can see the reflection, and conflicts can be mitigated. Left thumb and index finger together.